Welcome back to another week of the RevMD podcast. I have had a lot of questions lately regarding thinking about your EMR and PM software. If you're thinking about trying to make a change, or if you're really wanting to figure out, do you have the best system in your practice? And if you realize, gosh, I really don't have the best system, what should I be looking at and thinking about as I select a new one? We're going to go over all of those topics today. If you are new to the RevMD podcast, I want to introduce you to our team. So we are a full service medical billing and coding company. Our company name is National Revenue Consulting. And if you are looking for a new billing and coding company, check out our website at nationalrevenueconsulting.com or shoot us an email at info@nationalrevenueconsulting.com. We are physician owned and we are all about understanding the processes that are going on in the clinical office setting and understanding how those processes impact your revenue, impact your billing efficiency. And again, if you're looking for a team who is going to prioritize communication and really reliable, transparent data metrics regarding your billing and coding, we are absolutely that team. So check us out, contact us. And we also have a free online self-assessment tool that you can answer some questions and our team will respond back with some tips on what you can be looking at in regards to your own billing process. All right, let's get to the topic. So, like I mentioned, why would you be thinking about PM software changes? So PM is basically practice management software. That's where you're going to be wanting to do your billing and coding. So one of the most common reasons to be looking for a new software solution is if your EMR and your PM software are not integrated. This is a huge, problem when it comes to efficient processes. And I will say, if you can find an EMR and PM software that are integrated, your billing process is just going to run more smooth. So I would say, first and foremost, when you're thinking about a PM EMR solution, if the current solution you're in is not integrated, it may be something to think about in regards to efficiency, because there's always the concern that what you're doing in the EMR system isn't crossing over into the PM software. Now, if you have two different systems, right, two different vendors, but they are fully integrated, meaning you see a patient in one system and it shoots over the patient information, the claim information, the CPTs, the ICD-10 codes to the PM side of the house, then there's integration there and you may not need to look for a new solution. It's when there's a lot of manual work in trying to re-register patients or trying to pull in a CPT code or ICD-10 code from one system into another manually that causes issues. The second most common reason that you may be thinking you need a new PM solution is if you don't have reporting features that you like, right? So reporting features are extremely important in the billing process. And we talk about metrics all the time and how important it is to follow metrics in your practice. So when it comes to billing metrics, you want to be able to easily pull data to show what transactions were done that month, what are the charges, what are the receipts, what's your accounts receivable, what does that look like by aging bucket. And so reporting features are extremely important. Another thing with reporting features is denials. Oftentimes, some features of the programs don't have a great way to report on denials, and you want to make sure that you are able to transparently look and track and trend denial reasons. So was a denial because of coding? Was it eligibility? Was it a prior auth miss? Because those are the things that you utilize to put in place KPIs in your practice to decrease those denials, right? Because denials means it's harder for your AR team. It means it's longer for you to get paid. And as those denials pile up, because we're not addressing the root cause, then over time, your AR is going to be difficult to manage, even with the best of best teams. Third reason that oftentimes people are looking for an EMR or PM software change is because they're taking on a new billing team, right? They've decided to outsource or they're bringing in a new biller and say that team does not bill in a prior EMR or PM software. Or say you use an EMR or PM software that is integrated with their own billing team, right? So Athena, for example, has their own billing team. Our team, for example, does not typically work and bill in Athena. we find it very difficult to bill alongside the Athena billers. And oftentimes you'll find offices who use Athena, they're also having to hire their own in-house team members to manage the hold buckets. And so that's an example where if you're not happy with the billing performance and you're looking for a new team, but your current software comes with a billing package, you may be looking at other options that don't come with a billing team so that you can outsource independently or have in-house billers independently who are then going to work in your new system. So for example, we have one of our larger practices who's currently making a transition from Athena to a different EMR. They're actually going to be using ModMed, and that EMR PM software is going to be what they utilize, what we utilize for them. Because again, we don't typically bill alongside Athena billers. So that's just another example of why you may be looking at a new PM or EMR solution. So again, we talked about kind of three typical reasons why you may be looking to change your EMR PM software, right? So it's not integrated. So the EMR and the PM software aren't integrated. The reporting features aren't to the level that you expect, or that you're changing billing teams and realize that your prior software wasn't meeting the needs of your billing practices. So again, those are three common reasons. I'm not going to really go into, you know, obviously selecting a new EMR and PM software as a reason, but you guys can all understand that that may be another thing for you to think about if you're starting a practice from scratch and you're building an EMR and PM software for the first time for your practice, then what are the things that you're going to want to do and look at in order to select the right choice for your practice? So now we're going to go over, all right, the top five things that you really want to think about as you're either evaluating a new PM EMR software as a new practice, or if you're trying to make a change with your EMR or PM software. So first things first, of course, everyone needs to do demo, and that includes your billing team. So if you're considering between one, two, or three different options, make sure your billing team is involved in that process so that they can share some experience that they may have, determine if they have used the EMR or PM software, any kind of glitches that they're aware of, or any process things that you're going to want to know ahead of time. So identifying the top two or three that you want to demo either with or without your billing team. Now, the billing team could demo the billing side and the clinical team could demo the clinical side, but making sure that everybody's aware, hey, we're making a change. We need to make a change. Here's the reasons why. Here's the things that we're not happy about. Maybe it's the integration. Maybe it's the reporting metrics. And then having the team sit down together and do a high-level demo of the software. That's going to be important for you to understand a few things, right? Look and feel. How many clicks does it take to do an activity? What are the messaging capabilities? What are the integration with things like patient payment portals? Is it easy for patients to pay online? How does all of that work? So it's important to do that together with your entire team so you can think about the process from start to finish. So again, pick two or three that you know or that people have recommended that they like. Even better if they like it and they're in your specialty, although that's not always critical, just depends on the nuances around your practice. Next, obviously, is going to be understanding the pricing. And this is important to get to understand, is this pricing that's per claim? Is it per doctor? Is there unlimited claims? Are there extra charges for things like clearinghouse, submitting charges, patient statements, e-prescribing, patient messages, patient payment, or patient statements? All those things seem to add up. And so you'll want to understand, if you're looking at quotes, are they apples to apples? Or are they different in terms of, is everything included in one quote versus is everything individualized in a different quote? And there's no right or wrong answer. You're just going to want to kind of understand high level what you think your estimated payments are per month so that you can compare pricing options. The third thing to sit down with the new EMR PM software that you're considering is having them walk you through what training looks like. If you were to make this switch, what would training for your staff, for your billing staff, look like in order for you to make sure that you are going to get the support you need in this transition? EMR PM software changes are not fun. They're maybe very necessary, and I'm not trying to say you shouldn't do it, but they can be very stressful. And so the better plan you have around training, the better off you're going to be to go live. And trust me when I say, for the billing side and even for the clinical side, people need to be trained ahead of time. That needs to happen before go live. Getting into a live sandbox where you can trial a couple patients before go live is going to be really important, that you're going to have to do in order to understand what it's going to look like when you do go live with your full patient load. Because the last thing you want to do is go live with seeing 100 patients a day in a busy practice and people are still trying to fumble around and figure out stuff. So as much as you can trial it, feel what it looks like ahead of time, get those workflows worked out, even have a live sandbox for your billing team to submit a claim or two, test it out, make sure that the connections work with the clearinghouse, it's going to be really important. And I should also add, when you're thinking about EMR and PM software changes, do recognize it's important to understand what your clearinghouse options are. So that's going to be the connection to the insurance companies, right? So some will use TriZetto, Change Healthcare. There are several different options you can use for a clearinghouse, but you just want to know that ahead of time. Again, most of them are all pretty much the same, but you do want to understand how they integrate, how your billing team is going to manage rejections. Do they hit the software on the PM side or do they hit the clearinghouse? Again, all nuances. You don't necessarily need to know all the ins and outs as you involve your billing team. That's going to be some of the questions that they are going to ask. All right, next, integration, right? Obviously, we're looking for an EMR and PM software that are integrated. So you want, ideally, it's from the same vendor. They connect, you know, you can look at a schedule, know what claims have been sent out, what claims haven't been sent out, what charts need to be signed. But if that's not the case, if you're looking at a combo of two vendors that are connected, you got to understand how fully integrated those two systems are, because the last thing you want to do is have manual process with any sort of thing regarding, you know, patient payments or ERAs, which are the electronic information that comes over from the insurance company saying what they paid you, what the patient responsibility is. Again, all of that integration stuff is extremely important. So some of the things that you want to make sure is that when you see a patient, when you code it, it crosses over into the billing software. All of the patient's demographics and insurance information crosses over, so that your billing team is not having to type that in manually, or your office isn't having to re-register patients into a new system. So integration is extremely, extremely important. Like I mentioned, clearinghouse is extremely important for you to understand how that connection works. And one of the bigger things is understanding, does your team have to go into the clearinghouse to understand what rejections there are to be worked, or can they see that on the PM side of the house? Again, involving your billing team so that they understand what questions they need to ask on the PM side is going to be really, really important. That's going to be part of that demo phase. And then last is really the reporting metrics, right? And this is reporting metrics that you may need to submit to insurance companies on the quality side, and that's reporting metrics on the billing side. So you really want to understand what are the capabilities there so that your billing team can understand, do they have what they need to manage your practice? And on the clinical side, do you have what you need to submit quality metrics like MIPS, et cetera, so that you can manage that? Some other key things that you may want to think about really have to do with whether or not you do things like CCM services. So if you do extra type of services within your practice, which I do highly recommend, and we have a podcast on CCM, you may want to think about whether or not you have CCM capabilities. How does the documentation work when you do those types of things outside of kind of your regular clinic visit, so that you can make sure that the billing team has what they need to report and bill for those? And so that's just another example of really understanding, what does your practice do day to day? How does your workflow look? And have you provided that information to the vendor to have them show you how that would work? If your practice is heavily involved in messaging physicians back and forth, and maybe you're sending information to physicians back and forth, or you're messaging patients, you're going to want to understand the workflow for that specific module. So again, these are a few things for you to think about in terms of why you would be changing an EMR or PM software, and some steps to go through when you're evaluating a new EMR or PM software. And again, a few words of encouragement as you're making this change. There are going to be, you know, stressful moments. There are going to be stressful times. It's hard getting to know a new system, but at the end of it, it is well worth it if you're not in an optimized system today. And if you are in a system today that involves billing team members that are part of that vendor, really look at those metrics and understand if they're providing the right level of service or if you need to potentially make a change. Again, all comes down to metrics. And if you're thinking, gosh, what is the one metric I should look at? AR over 90 days in the insurance bucket. Obviously, you've got AR in the patient bucket. That's important for you to understand too, but typically that has more to do with your patient collection policy, which we've talked about several times. Again, if you're looking for a free self-assessment online tool, head over to our website. It's on the front page and you can fill that out and our team will get back to you with some tips and tricks in order to kind of reevaluate your billing process. Have a great rest of your weekend and we'll talk to you soon.